Okay, and welcome back. Hour number three, and David John Oates is with us live from Australia. David has some holdover reversals on Donald Trump, and I've got to listen to the 9 minutes tonight. I don't know how much chance he had to run reversals. Did you get any on the speech tonight, David?
Yeah, I got four that passed the criteria. That's not bad for a prepared speech. You know, I mean, he was obviously reading a text. So,
yeah, yeah.
And this is, it's about what you would expect.
The response to the speech here, even from the Republican side, appears to be poor. The Democrats predictably are condemning it, but it was really 9 minutes of a waste of time. There was nothing new in it. He didn't stake out any new patriotic positions of dealing with the situation decisively. He didn't do anything. It was just a waste. That's all I can say. Nothing's changed. Nothing has changed.
Well, I didn't have a chance to watch the Democrats' response. I just got straight into doing the reversal, so I don't know what anyone said about it. So, and I really wasn't too concerned with what it was saying for us. I was just watching my levels, making sure I wasn't overloading.
Very good. All right.
So let's see what we got. So I've got no opinion about these at all. So here's the first one.
1 in 3 women are sexually assaulted on the dangerous trek up through Mexico. Women and children are the biggest victims by far of our broken system.
And here he says, I can scam who's blank.
I can scam who's suffering. I can scam who's suffering.
Huh.
I can scam who's suffering.
Okay.
Is that an S or an F? I can't make it out.
Well, I heard the F. Let's do it again. Definite F.
Okay, I'm trying. Yeah. The S on the end of those, there is a space in there. I couldn't hear it before. Now I got it.
But I would interpret that. What he's doing is a scam. Who's blamed? I don't think he's got much respect for the people listening.
It was a throwaway. It just didn't accomplish anything, David, that I saw. Nothing. It was a simple litany, a lightweight litany at that, of the same old stuff. Nothing new.
The scam is interesting. Here's another one I found.
This is the tragic reality of illegal immigration on our southern border. This is the cycle of human suffering that I am determined to end.
What bizarre reversal. Hear the lie, you could doubt Jesus.
Hear the lie, you could doubt Jesus.
Huh.
What
a strange reversal.
Well, what he's saying here, that was kind of that was toward the end of the speech, I think. I think he was saying, go ahead, what?
I don't know, it's the second one I found. I can't remember what order I found them in. Anyway. Yeah,
okay, what he's saying is basically that if you...
He's not telling...
No, if you buy into this, Yeah, he was admitting it was just a piece of fluff. There was nothing there.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. A load of BS. A load of BS that you can't trust. Okay?
That's right. What an opportunity, David, he had. What an opportunity to stand up and say, this is ending as of tonight. I'm ordering the military to redeploy. I'm bringing home 10% of the 300,000 to 400,000 troops overseas. I'm deploying them along the border. They're going to build the wall. We're going to get the money from foreign aid to Mexico, which we're going to cut off for the next 2.5 years, and Central American countries. There's the money. He didn't need Congress. This is all just, I don't know. It was a very disappointing performance.
The first two reversals are abysmal.
So,
and I'm just looking at the third one, and that's just as abysmal. So here's the forwards.
This situation could be solved in a 45-minute meeting. I have invited congressional leadership to the White House tomorrow to get this done.
And he says, it's a hell with it. They sure deal in a show.
It's a hell with it. They sure deal in a show.
Oh, yeah.
It's a hell with it. They sure deal in a show.
And it's all there. Yeah.
Yeah.
They sure deal in a show.
It's all a big show.
It's all a
that's
show.
How I interpret
that's exactly what he's saying. It's just all a show. More chatter, more talk.
Yeah, to hell with it.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, and the last reversal.
I swore to protect our country, and that is what I will always do. So help me God. Thank you, and good night.
And he says, see a war.
Let's see a war.
Oh, we see a war. Sorry, we see a war.
Let's see a war.
Huh.
Let's see a war.
Is there another word there in the front? Is it instead of we, is it will? Will we see? Will I hear will in there, I think.
Okay, can I start again?
Let's see a war. Let's see a war.
Doesn't matter. He's talking about seeing a war. I get it.
Yeah, I think that just means more conflict. This issue is not going to be resolved anytime soon.
No.
And the sponge speech that Trump just did was a load of BS. To be quite frank, that's what the reversals say. Lie, scam. Show. There you go.
Thank you for that. It fits with what you'd think, listening to the forwards. Totally uninspiring. Again, you don't even have to be particularly familiar with the media to know that the message in there was the same old stuff. There's nothing new. Nothing new.
Right. Yeah, lie, scam, and show are the three main, the three key reversals, I would say.
Very good. I agree. Good job.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, well, that's what I found. I just
thank you for that.
Managed to grab it live. So I recorded it and went straight to it. And then I had a chance to go through all of Jeff's notes on Naomi's reversals. So the way we do this, Naomi sends them to me. I pick out the ones that I like, and then Jeff goes through those ones and then narrows them down even more. So hopefully by the time we get to air, we've got some nice, good, clear reversals that we always hope is going to happen. So seeing we're on the theme of Trump, let's just continue on with Trump, shall we? So here he's talking about the wall. I just looked at the reversal. So here's the forwards.
We've renovated massive amounts of very good wall. Wall that was good but was in bad shape.
Yeah, he says, you're the slime of the Sam. And Sam is Uncle Sam. It's a metaphor in reverse speech. It comes up occasionally. You're the slime of the Sam.
You're the slime of the Sam.
Oh, my gosh. Clear as day. In other words, he's a disgrace to America. There we go.
Now, that wasn't sand. That was Sam for sure on the
Sam.
End, right?
It's yeah. Sam.
Okay, that's what I heard. All right, I want to be sure.
Yeah. This is, you could say this is his spirit talking to him. It's your. So this is his higher self speaking to his conscious self. You're the slime of the Sam. You know, let's on the floors again on that.
We've renovated massive amounts of very good wall. Wall that was good but was in bad shape.
You're the slime of the Sam.
You're the slime of the Sam.
Oh, my.
You're the slime of the Sam.
Well, David, his subconscious is not happy with his conscious performance at all.
No. You know, I've just finished writing my latest book.
You finished it? Yeah.
Yeah, I have. Yeah. It's all about the spiritual aspects of reverse speech, but I do have a chapter in there on Trump. And I make note of the stark contrast between pre-election to post-election. And you can actually track his reversals getting worse and worse as 2 years have gone on. And this one here, you're the slime of the Sam, gets pretty pointed to being a pretty...
Sure does.
Pretty bad
it reversal. Sure does, yeah.
And here he says this one.
It's a 2,000-mile border, but much of it has mountains and region where you can't get across.
This one says, gonna get you.
Gonna get you.
I don't know what he would mean by that. I have no idea what that would mean, unless he's talking about, we want to build the wall to get you, to stop you. Anything I can think of.
I guess, yeah.
Let's just listen again.
It's a 2,000-mile border, but much of it has mountains and region where you can't get across.
Gonna get you.
Gonna get you.
Huh.
Gonna get you.
I just think he's talking about illegal immigrants.
He's talking about stopping the immigrants, that's all.
That's what he's talking about.
We're gonna get you. You can't come through the mountainous areas. We're gonna get you, whatever, so...
And here we have another one.
It's probably the biggest section we'll get out. So while we're fighting over funding, we're also building. And it's my hope to have this done, completed, all 500 to 550 miles.
And they live a sorrow enough.
They live the sorrow enough. Have they? In other words, he's not saying they've suffered enough. We need to give them a break. What's he saying? They've lived the sorrow enough.
Well, I think it means that they've suffered enough. I think it shows them compassion.
Well, you know what would be compassionate? To put a wall up so they would stop trying to come into this country. Think about it.
Let them develop their own country. I think it's quite ironic that the Democrats were all for the wall until Trump was.
This is a politically personalized war against a man, Donald Trump, as president. They want him dead. I mean that. They wouldn't mourn one moment if he were to die. They hate him. This is a personal issue. They've made it into a personal war. That's the way I read it.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, all right, okay. So let's move on to the next one. Here he says, things were better with Saddam.
No terrorists. He would kill the terrorists immediately. It was like, now it's the harbor of terrorism. Iraq. If you look at Iraq from years ago, I'm not saying he was a nice guy. He was a horrible guy.
Make believe it.
Make believe it. Make believe it.
Huh.
Well, in other words, make believe it, continuing to run the party line that Saddam Hussein was a terrible guy, and he had weapons of mass destruction. So he's pushing the make-believe aspect of the reason that we invaded and destroyed Iraq.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Well, and then here we go. I don't know what this reversal means, but I'll play it, seeing it's on the list. Here we go.
To stand for our people and their nations, forever strong, forever sovereign, forever just, and forever thankful for the grace and the goodness and the glory of God.
Jeez.
Okay, now I know what this reversal means. Now I played the forwards. It says, don't forget her viral, V-I-R-A-L. No, her viral, her disease, her virus. Don't forget her viral.
No, forget her viral.
Yeah,
very good. No, forget her viral.
Who's he talking about?
He's talking about America. Talking about America. Her viral. She's a great country, but don't forget her viral. Don't forget her diseases.
Maybe. I don't know. That was really a... I don't know where that script came from that he was reading. I don't want to hear it again, thank you. Viral has a new meaning now in terms of the internet, Twitter, and so forth. If something is extremely popular, it's viral. So that's another angle to think about.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Yeah, you are right. I don't know. Here you have this reversal. We have NORAD, which has come up on its reversals 3 or 4 times now, always in a negative context. So here we have again in a negative context.
Huh.
Many countries are pursuing their own unique visions, building their own hopeful futures, and chasing their own wonderful dreams of destiny, of legacy, and of a home.
And NORAD is shit.
NORAD is shit. NORAD is shit. NORAD.
I don't know what relevance that has to the forward speech at all.
None whatsoever. I don't think any of the NORAD reversals I've found have had any relevance to the forwards. They've always been like, what the dickens is that all about?
Is it just me, or have these last two forward recordings just been kind of creepy? They're not being delivered well. They're just...
I think you're right, yeah.
Syrupy, they're just... I don't know.
Yeah.
They're not inspiring at all, at all.
No. All right, here he says, walls blew up because of Obama and Hillary.
Libya's a disaster, Iraq is a disaster, Syria's a disaster, the whole Middle East, and it all blew up around Hillary Clinton and around Barack Obama. It all blew up.
And he says, this evil.
This evil.
Oh, yeah.
This evil.
Yeah, that's there.
This evil.
Yeah, it's just a right reversal with the forwards. He generally believes that Barack Obama and Hillary did something evil. And here he is in his first cabinet meeting of 2019. Did you see that big mistake that Australia made on the New Year celebration? Totally off topic. They have a big celebration in Australia on the Harbour Bridge, fireworks, and all the lights flash. Happy New Year, 2018.
Oh, no, I didn't see that.
Oh, yeah, it was went all over the world. I bet you someone lost their job over that.
That's pretty funny. They actually constructed a brand new 8 and reran the 8. That's funny. I didn't know that.
Yeah, Australia messed up. So here's Trump's first cabinet meeting in 2019. That headline just inspired me to think of that. So here we go.
I just got a great letter from Kim Jong-un, and those few people that I've shown this letter to, they've never written letters like that.
This letter is a great letter. In fact, I watched last night PBS. I haven't seen it in a while, PBS.
It's obviously taken from a comedy piece. Yes, hell shall wake up.
Yes, hell shall wake up. Yes, hell shall wake up.
Well, you can interpret that two ways. There's going to be a whole bunch of hell that's going to wreak down upon us, or Kim will wake up. I just got a letter from Kim.
Kim is in Beijing right now for his fourth summit with President Xi, and they're obviously making plans. Yeah, this is being run out at a very high level over there. China's taken, obviously, an even greater interest in North Korea. They've always used North Korea as their retail storefront for moving a lot of material around the world. And Kim is there getting probably briefed on what the plan for the next year or two or three will be. He hasn't stopped building atomic bombs or missiles. They just haven't been testing the missiles. But when you look carefully and read between the lines, they think he may have over 60 or 70 atomic warheads now, nuclear warheads, which is quite a few.
That's quite a few, yeah. Wow. That's scary. Wow.
He hasn't given a thing up. There was nothing gained by the Trump summit with Kim.
Well,
nothing. No big surprise,
no
huh?
Big surprise. Yeah, I just think we did the same thing at the same time. No big surprise there.
Yeah.
All right, okay, so that's all I got on Trump. Here we've got
I don't want to belabor this, but remember during the campaign, we had these scintillating examples of reverse speech showing somebody 100% absolutely focused, both subconsciously and consciously, on the message. And ever since then, what do we have? It's like there's a fragmentation, a disintegration, a deconstruction. There's chaos.
They've gotten worse as it's gone. They've progressively gotten worse and worse.
After 2 years in the Oval Office now, as president, the reversals they're grim. They're not really evocative of anything substantial.
He's going to run against him from the Democrats.
Well, they got over 30 people announcing or about to announce, and Biden is saying that he's the number one, and the early polls indicate, but come on, 2 years away to the election? Wow. All right, hold on a minute. David and I'll be right back with more reversals, and his website, remember, is reversespeech.com. And how many examples do you have there now for people, David? Over 10,000? Something like that. All right, hold on. We'll be right back. With David John Oates, his third hour tonight, and hearing some reversals. All right, David, what do we have next?
Okay, we're going to look at Elizabeth Warren.
Loony Lizzy.
He says she's going to run in 2020. I cannot believe the Democrats will even see
She's already announced. She was the first one to announce.
Yeah. They're not nominate her. Anyway, we'll play it for us. Here we go.
We want a government that works not just for the rich and the powerful. We want a government that works for everyone.
Oh, what a unique idea.
And she says, screw with them.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's it. Same old crap. Just screw with their heads. You got it.
She is again.
Now they're wallowing in the corruption. But the problem is a long systemic problem. You know, you described this as my life's work.
Mm-hmm. And she says it makes us small.
And it's a small.
Huh.
And it's a small.
Yeah, it makes us small. That's what she's saying.
That's what she's saying. It's quite clear, too. But how does corruption make them small? Is she saying that we are small because
play the forward again, please.
Yeah, I will.
Now they're wallowing in the corruption. But the problem is a long systemic problem. You know, you described this as my life's work.
The headlines, the worst was described as one says corruption makes Trump an accelerant of inequality. Oh, yeah, well, okay, well, then the reversal will be congruent. It makes us small. Corruption makes us small.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, corruption makes us
small. It has to be just a simple statement like that,
yeah. Yeah, there you go. Congruent reversal at Elizabeth Warren. Wow. Don't forget.
Keep that one. Yeah, keep that one.
Mm-hmm. All right, here is a Fox News reporter asking Trump about Elizabeth Warren running.
She says she's in the fight all the way, Mr. President. Do you really think she believes she can win?
Well, that I don't know. You'd have to ask her psychiatrist.
That's a funny answer.
Yeah.
We shift Hillary.
We shift Hillary.
Ooh.
We shift Hillary.
I'll be bothered.
We shift Hillary.
Well, that's a Fox News reporter. That would make sense because Fox are right-wing mainly, so right. We shift Hillary. Yeah, that makes sense. That's what they're doing. Yeah, I'll play that again, forwards, backwards. Here was forwards.
She says she's in the fight all the way, Mr. President. Do you really think she believes she can win?
Well, that I don't know. You'd have to ask her psychiatrist.
And we shift Hillary.
We shift Hillary.
Huh.
We shift Hillary.
Yeah, there we go.
We shift Hillary.
Yeah.
Well, so what's he saying here? Warren is just a shift for Hillary?
Well, there's a Fox News reporter. They're just shifting Hillary out of the, they'll start talking about Warren.
She's not in the current media cycle. It's
right.
Warren.
Yeah.
So we'll be shifting Hillary in later. I think that may be what he was saying.
That may be so. Yeah,
because
sure.
I do think there's a very, I still think she's going to run. She's going to wait until February, March, and then she'll begin to make noise.
Uh-huh.
She'll let all these yo-yo Democrats get out there and bang their heads together, and then she'll step up and say, wait a minute, I won the last election by 3 million votes.
Yeah, right.
She
right.
did.
Yeah. Well, I know.
Now, I know a lot of them were illegal. I understand that. But it still didn't change the total. That's what she got. And 2 years now, later, how many more million might she win by?
Yeah,
so she is, you think about it. Look, I'm not pro-Hillary at all. Everyone knows that. But from a political standpoint, she is a winner. There's no disgrace this woman should feel at all. And I think there's a fairly reasonable chance that the election was taken away from her. Not that I care.
I know. I hear what you're saying. Look, either way, I don't think Trump's going to win a second term.
Not after tonight. Tonight was people will not forget this. His base has got to be just enraged. They've got to be just outside themselves with unhappiness, disappointment. Nothing happened.
Yeah. Well, if you go by his reversal, which we do go by, wonderful reversal, won in the election, terrible reversal, we're losing the election.
Yeah.
All right. Here we have a Section to this furious transgender threatening shop owner for calling him a her. Okay, fair enough.
You need to settle down and mind your business, okay? Ma'am, once again, ma'am.
I said both of you.
No, you said sir. Once again, it's ma'am.
I said both of you guys.
Right beforehand, you said sir.
Oh, this goes on for another few seconds. I'm not going to play the whole forwards. Versal simply says, I'm wonderful.
I'm wonderful. I'm wonderful.
That's nice and clear.
I'm wonderful.
He's upset for being called a him instead of a her. He's transgender.
Uh-huh. So. Yeah, okay. All right. Who was that?
I don't know. The headline, the Versal's inquired, furious transgender threatened shop owner for calling him a her.
Hmm. Okay.
Very strange. All right, okay. Next one, we have Hillary talking about Russia.
She, you know, kept spewing out this stuff over and over again, the algorithms that they developed now.
And here she says, let's murder.
Let's murder.
Wow.
Let's murder. Let's murder.
Yeah, well, that's always been a theme of her reversal, this aggressive,
mm-hmm.
warlike nature.
Got a problem? Take it out. Remove it.
Yeah, that's she's always been that way inclined. Okay, and here she says President Trump should be indicted.
So yeah. You could collude with the Russians, let's say, right up to the inauguration and go, I'm clean. And then,
no. If you're not president and you've committed a crime, you should be able to be indicted.
Okay. I don't know. They deserve gun.
They deserve gun.
They deserve
gun.
Wow.
They deserve gun.
She take them out with violence by the sounds of things. Wow. Gee whiz. That's another.
Is that a fairly recent statement that she made?
I would imagine these are fairly recent. Mm-hmm. I know Naomi's listening. She'll let me know in a sec. The transgender, she doesn't know who that was. There were no names on the clip. And she says, yes, this is a very recent tape.
Well, Hillary sounds ready to rumble to me.
Yeah, she does. Yeah, wow. That's a couple of aggressive reversals. All right, here we have John McCain's brother calling his death an incredible shock.
He was in the middle of that horrific Forestall fire. He got shot down in Vietnam, and he survived the terrible beatings. He was just always there. I thought he was going to live forever. He was funny. He was interesting.
This is Dave, and I hashtag it.
Dave and I hashtag it.
Huh.
Dave and I hashtag it.
No idea.
Dave and I hashtag it.
Is he saying Dave and I hashtag it?
Yeah, that's what he's saying. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know yet. I'd have to know who Dave is. Is he doing a message on Twitter or something? I don't know. Strange reversal. I can't explain that one. And here he is again.
John always felt that it was his duty to try to do the right thing without regard to any other considerations, and I think that's what he ought to be remembered for.
This is a wife, see a war.
Wife, see a war.
Wow.
Wife, see a war.
That's a clear one.
Wife.
Who's wife, David?
Oh, well, John McCain's wife. She's got internal conflict and grief going on, I would imagine. That's how I would interpret that. He's having sympathy for McCain's wife.
Mm-hmm.
I saw her at the funeral. She was distraught. She really was. All right, here's Mitt Romney talking about what bothers him about Trump. There we go. He wants you to start talking about what bothers him about Mitt Romney, I think.
Yeah.
Here's the forwards.
No, she's the chairwoman of the Republican Party. She has a responsibility. I respect her right to express that viewpoint. It's probably more...
And here he says, helps your terror?
Helps your terror.
Huh.
Helps your terror.
Excuse me,
well, certainly on an anti-Trump campaign. Well, would it be a terror campaign? Is he trying to bring terror to the hearts of the Republicans?
I don't know. That's another odd one.
Now, this next reversal, you know what? I'm denied whether to include this in or not, and I see Jeff has included it, so it obviously passed his test. It's actually quite an expressive reversal in its wording, but I thought it was borderline whether it was there or not, but Jeff has let it through, so we'll see. Here's Mitt Romney again.
You know, I'm sure I made a lot of mistakes, and I'll let other people make the assessment of which things were mistakes and not. But when the President of the United States, frankly, of either party, were to say, I'm endorsing your candidacy, I think he'd say, thank you very much.
He says, it's a knife, bring his throat.
It's a knife, bring his throat.
Oh, that's clear, yeah.
It's a knife, bring his throat.
Oh, yeah.
It's a knife, bring his throat.
Very clear. No doubt. Let's roll that forward again. That's
a great one. So here's the forwards.
You know, I'm sure I've made a lot of mistakes. And I'll let other people make the assessment of which things were mistakes and not. But when the President of the United States, frankly, of either party, were to say, I'm endorsing your candidacy, I think he'd say, thank you very much.
He's probably been asked about why he's been anti-Trump, but he thanked Trump for endorsing his candidacy for the Senate. It's a knife, bring his throat. That's
yeah.
The real thoughts.
It's a knife, bring his throat.
That makes it makes sense with what he said. He stabbed Trump pretty good.
Yeah, pretty bad. Twice. Publicly, that I know of. Two times at least.
Right.
This is an interesting prediction if it's true. Here's the forwards.
But no, I'm not running again, and we'll see whether someone else does in a Republican primary or not, but time will tell.
I've lost my left channel. Did you hear that okay?
Yeah, it was good.
All right. You're going to run.
So he says forward, I don't know if I'm going to run or not, but in his subconscious, let the cat out of the bag, he's going to run.
Would he run against Trump?
That's what it sounds like to me.
Wow. Seems to be a rather risky move.
Well, what's he got to lose? Right?
Nothing.
He's already lost. I mean, he's already a two-time loser. I don't know. From what he said last week in that first interview in which he really laid into Trump and then what we're hearing now, he doesn't like Trump at all, and he seems to think he's got the power to make a move. Play that again. That was very interesting.
Okay, all right. So here's the forwards. Oops, where is it going? Here's forwards.
But no, I'm not running again, and we'll see whether someone else does in a Republican primary or not, but time will tell.
You're going to run. Well, it's...
So his subconscious is telling him, you're going to run,
yeah, well...
If reverse speech can look into the future, which it can, that would suggest that Trump... may hang on, but by the time the end of his next 2 years rolls around, he will be in tatters. And Romney thinks maybe there'll be an opportunity to step in and save the party. I don't know, but that was clear.
That makes sense, yeah. That's clear, all right. Yeah. All right, here's the next one on Pompeo, who says he will fight and do the Lord's work until the rapture. Oh, yeah, okay, all right, so here's the forwards.
And remember always that no matter what happens in Washington, D.C. or in Topeka, it is the Lord that is in control.
I've lost my left channel for some reason. I don't know why. Battle when I'm under, see a war.
Battle when I'm under, see a war.
I can't hear that, David. Sorry.
No, I know. I've lost a channel.
What does he say?
Always.
The battle when I'm under, I see a war.
Battle when I'm under, see a war.
Battle when I'm under,
see a war.
Can you not hear that? That's when.
No, it's
audio, or it's reversal. You can't hear.
Your actual connection is not good either. You're a little bit fuzzy, so it's hard to pick up the little tiny detail. I'm not hearing the letters. I usually can. It's hard.
No, well, I've lost a channel. That's why.
So he's saying the baffle, B-A-F-F-L-E.
B-A-T-T-L-E.
Okay, he's saying the battle. What else is he saying?
When I'm under sea of war. But if you can't hear it, I'm happy to.
The battle when I'm under sea of war.
Yes, I'll do it again. Look, it's not clear enough, Jeff. It's muddy. It's muddy. And I can't tell because I've lost a channel.
I can make that out enough. Now, who was that again?
That was Mike Pompeo.
Okay. All right. Yeah. All right. I didn't know he was even pretending to be a very religious individual.
I was quite surprised to see the headline on that one. Here we have the Queen's message, Christmas message.
For many, the service of 9 lessons and carols from King's College, Cambridge, is when Christmas begins.
And says, Natives, the sick knows it. I think that's a direct contradiction, if I'm not correct. Let's run the files again.
For many, the service of 9 lessons and carols from King's College, Cambridge, is when Christmas begins.
When natives, the sick knows it.
Natives, the sick knows it.
What is the first thing you're saying, David?
Natives, N-A-T-I-V-E-S. Look, Jeff, I think the problem is my audio. I've lost one of my channels, and I can't see why. Let me just check the connection on the back of the computer. That's the only thing I can do. I don't know why I would have lost a channel all of a sudden. And I think you're losing half the information is what's happening. So, okay, let's try that again. There we go. Now I've got it back again. Okay. So see if you can hear it now. Natives, the sick knows it.
Natives, the sick knows it. But what has that got to do with when Christmas really begins?
nothing at all. You just, it's almost like she's putting people down. She doesn't really care, is how I'd interpret that.
Okay, fair enough, yeah.
But anyway, doesn't that prove an interesting point, how critical the audio is? I lost a channel and you couldn't hear the reversal.
I can hear the letters usually, and I go off the letters.
Yeah. Yeah, but once you got the channel back, we got the reversal back. All right, here's another one on the Queen's message.
With 2 weddings and 2 babies and another child expected soon, it helps to keep a grandmother well occupied.
And here she says,
they have to follow.
They have to follow. Here we go.
They have to follow.
They have to follow.
And
they have to follow.
They have to follow the rules.
Right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Have to follow the rules. Yeah, I'll do it again.
They have to follow.
They have to follow.
Yeah, nice and clear there. Then we've got, that's all from the Queen's Christmas message. And we've got 2 on Rand Paul, and that's it for tonight. So here he says, for Hillary lies and should be in jail.
Well, you know, I'm a big believer in equal protection under the law. You know, whether you're rich or poor, white or black, everybody should be treated the same under the law.
And we'll give them money.
We'll give them money.
We'll give them money.
Well,
we'll give them money.
Yeah, that's good enough. It's all right.
Yeah, okay, that's good enough. Yeah. Okay. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't know who he's going to give money to. So.
Good question.
And, and here he is again.
And so I don't think it's fair to hold our soldiers, many of them enlisted men and women, to one standard and then say to Hillary Clinton, oh, well, she can do whatever she wanted.
And you're an ass now.
You're an ass now.
You're an ass now.
Happy politics.
You're an ass now.
At what point in the reversal does that happen, David, do you know?
Okay, he has the forwards.
One standard.
One standard.
An ass now.
One standard.
Talking about Hillary Clinton, it should be one standard and not one standard for others. So Hillary Clinton's an ass. That's the context. Okay.
All right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. All right.
Now, we have over 30 Democrats who are going to announce who are, there are about 10 now who are, would call the A group.
Right.
Bernie is having trouble now with sex allegations that weren't brought out during the last time he ran 2 years ago. You got Kamala Harris and Cory Booker, just dummies. Loony Lizzie, a dummy. Biden is a pervert. Who do they have? Think about it. Who do they really have that they can run? Michael Obama? No, I don't think so. Hillary beat Donald Trump 3 million votes in the last election. She's going to be difficult to keep down. I don't think they're going to do it. I don't think Beto O'Rourke is going to do it. I don't think Biden, already putting O'Rourke out there as a possible VP on his ticket, I don't think that's going to do it. Hillary is sitting back. And the more we can get on Hillary now, the better. Anything you can catch on her. Very, very important, I think. We need to watch her very carefully. Very good. All right. Thank you, David, as always.
Thank
we appreciate
you.
It.
All right. All right. We'll speak to you again. Thank
okay.
You.
Okay. All right. And there he goes, David John Oates. All right. Tomorrow night, Wednesday. This was kind of a weird night. I don't know. It just didn't, nothing synced up. Nothing felt right. What is it, Mercury in retro? I don't think it is, but it felt like something like that. Just strange. I should try and get hold of Bill Gein to get his response for this. I think he'll probably be releasing something tomorrow. But, boy, I thought we might have a chance to see a real leader emerge from all the chaos and all the gloom and doom. Somebody at least to stand up and say the right things. Yeah, we've got a crisis. Yes, this is a national emergency, and I'm going to stop it. And let the cards fall where they may. We know what the Democrats are going to do to him. They're going to try to assassinate his character from now until the day he dies. So you got nothing to lose, Donald. I don't know who wrote that. I don't know who's calling the shots. But that was an enormous opportunity that went by. Okay, that's it for us. Thank you for being here. Be back tomorrow night. Take care.